The American Rescue Plan to save jobs, as Mr. DeFazio tells me, to save jobs. Next, we'll prepare for the Recovery Act to create many more jobs.
Nancy Pelosi, out there on the front lawn of the White House, down the driveway, and again, they're fast-tracking. They're fast-tracking it. And by Monday, they may have a bill passed in the next week with that $1.9 trillion price tag. Coming up on the show, very excited, we're going to be joined by Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19. She has a bill in the legislature, don't know how far it'll get, that would essentially rein in... essentially undo some of the emergency powers of Governor Sisolak, better known as King Steve or Emperor Sisolak. What she wants to do is to rein him in, and I think it's about time. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up with Annie Black, Assemblywoman, and from District 19. She doesn't caucus with the Republicans. She doesn't caucus with the Democrats. She's just kind of a free agent, so to speak. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon, a little bit after 4:30 right now, and as expected, we do have some heavy volumes through the resort area of Interstate 15, pretty much both directions between U.S. 95 there at the Spaghetti Bowl down to Tropicana. Also, you're going to be touching the brakes there, 15 north at Washington. Some congestion through there. You're bumper-to-bumper on the Beltway, a couple of areas, 215 westbound at Jones, 215 west at Tenaya. You're bumper-to-bumper through there. Slow flow is 215 westbound at Green Valley. Those 24/7 lane restrictions continue in North Las Vegas, Interstate 15 north at Lamb, and utility work, Boulder Highway south. That's between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders bringing back backup quarterback Nathan Peterman as he has been signed to a one-year extension. According to a report from NFL Media, he is expected to make just under $3 million this upcoming season. There is a chance he could serve as a backup to Derek Carr if the team decides to move on from Marcus Mariota, who is set to get a raise. And, of course, there have been some trade rumors involving Derek Carr as well. The Vegas Golden Knights, they get back at it this evening as they're going to match up against the Kings. A lot of unknowns. We don't know if Peter DeBoer is going to be able to coach the team. He has been in COVID isolation. We also don't know if Alex Petrangelo will be able to play after he tested positive. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Find ways to refresh your home at Macy's one-day sale. Starting tomorrow with deals of the day like 8-piece bedding sets, $34.99. 65% off Charter Club down pillows and comforters. 50% off glassware from Hotel Collection and more. And small kitchen appliances, 20 plus an extra 15% off. Plus, get your online orders fast with contact-free curbside pickup. Or you can pick them up inside the store. For details, visit Macy's.com. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're driving less, you could be saving 50%. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you can have control over your auto insurance costs by only paying for the miles you drive. Drive less, save 50% with Allstate. You've never been in better hands. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Pricing varies based on how you buy. Driving behaviors and includes a daily rate. Not applicable in California. Based on annual premium paid by Allstate Standard Auto customers versus Allstate pay-per-mile customers who drive an average of 4,000 miles a year. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Copyright 2020 Allstate Insurance Company.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's Live and Local for a Friday. Annie Black is in transit. She's pulling off the road to talk to us. She's the assemblywoman from District 19. This day 5 of the Nevada legislature, the 81st Nevada legislature, and she joins us. Annie, how you doing? Are you being safe out there?
Oh, yeah, I pulled over. I'm here to talk to you, man.
I love it. I love it. Hey, let me just ask you, your impressions of the first 5 days of this Nevada legislature. Anything surprising? Anything you liked? Anything you disliked?
I think it's surprising that, you know, the first day we're barely sworn in and already the Democrats are trying to get me and other Republicans and basically everyone to agree to things that we have had, 20 minutes to look at. So that they didn't waste any time.
And is that the rules establishing?
Yeah, that was the rules establishing everything for the session, which I think under normal circumstances would be okay. But when you have all these different things happening with the COVID and people not being allowed in the building and how the Zoom meetings and all that stuff are going to be handled, it's not something that you can agree to or I could agree to just after, 20 minutes or so.
But they had the votes to pass, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
So in other words, you're stuck with the rules, whether you like them or not. You vote against them, but they're still going to end up passing them. What do you think so far of this Zoom means of legislating? It doesn't sound like a very good way to make law.
Honestly, it's a joke. We have committee meetings, but you have to be in the building to go to the committee meetings or to be at the committee meetings, but you don't attend them in person. You attend them virtually. So I'm in a committee meeting with people that are in offices next door to me, and I have to be in the building to do them virtually. And then in between committee meetings, we all go down to the floor and do a floor session in the same room. So I can't figure out the method to their madness, but it's pretty crazy.
Well, and you know, they always say, well, let's adhere to the science, but the science tells you that this is ridiculous.
Right. I mean, if you're safe to be down in the chamber during floor session, why aren't you safe in a committee meeting?
You have done something that is unusual in Carson City in that you have agreed to not caucus with the Republicans. And I guess my question is, how's that worked through 5 days?
So far, it's been great. I mean, we've had a chance to review all the bills that are going to be coming into my committees and that are out that would be on my radar. And starting next week, the first meeting of the Legislative Study Committee will come together. So there's a ton of people on there from NPRI and all kinds of different conservative-type organizations that are going to basically, in effect, share the load of reviewing all the bills and work as a caucus would.
And I'm just curious, you've got a bill that would rein in the governor's power. Can you explain what it is you're trying to do?
Absolutely. So there are quite a few bills that I've heard about that are proposing restraints to the governor's doing anything like this shutdown in the future. But what I realized at the last minute was that no one was proposing anything to end the governor's shutdown, which we are currently in. And so I proposed a joint resolution to do just that, to terminate the governor's declaration of emergency and get us back open.
Now, in order to get this joint resolution passed, you're going to have somebody, I'm assuming, at least give it a hearing. Do you know if Democrats are going to give you a hearing on that bill?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's so new. Realistically, we had our sixth bill was going to be a election protection bill, and when I realized there was quite a few bills on that, I thought this would be a better option. But it's pretty new. We just dropped it Monday and haven't even begun crafting the language, although it's very simple in nature. I don't know. I mean, that's the battle that we're in. But I've already said I'll host my own unofficial committee meetings if I need to, and we'll get experts and we'll talk about things, whether the Democrats want to hear them or not.
I'm curious if you think there's going to be a need for a bill like that. If you have all these other bills, do you need your bill?
Yeah, because the other bills that are being proposed in relation to this are talking about all of the emergency orders in the future. There's nothing saying that the legislature would vote even, not to end the shutdown, but to just take a vote to see if we agree with it, with this current one that we're in, because the legislature has the power to end the shutdown based on, you know, Nevada revised statutes, but there's nothing, to my knowledge, like this at all right now. It's all addressing future shutdowns.
And have you had a chance to talk with people on the other side of the aisle as to whether there's any sentiment among Democrats to try and rein them in? I mean, because the legislative branch of government has been almost non-existent through this pandemic thing. It's all been Sisolak, Sisolak, Sisolak.
Right. I'm not sure if there's the appetite there. One of the situations that's increasingly difficult in this session is that there is no time to actually interface or talk to people, whether it's on the Republican side or the Democrat side. The freshmen didn't have any training together, so we don't know each other, and I think it's going to make it for a very challenging session because there's just no relationships there and no direct line of communication. So I'm trying to build those relationships now, but we've got to do it quickly, and, you know, it's challenging.
I know one of the things the governor said in his statement of Monday at the beginning of the session, one of the things that he said is that he wanted to create some sort of partnership with the legislative branch of government. Have you seen any evidence of that at all? Have you heard from the governor? Have you heard from his staff? Are they there to answer your questions? Is he really into doing a partnership, or is he going to go it alone again?
I haven't heard anything from the governor, but I guess that's not surprising because I've been, speaking out against all of his shutdowns and ridiculousness this entire time, so I don't know that I would be the one to hear from him, but no, I haven't heard anything.
Do you get a sense of what is going to happen on February 15th? Because that is, I believe that's the next milepost for the governor and his 30-day or 3-week pause, and then the renewal of the 3-week pause. And I think that runs out on February 15th. Do we know what the governor has in store for us next?
I don't. Who knows? The guys, who knows what he's going to do?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Annie, I know you're in transit. We will let you get on, but I wanted to get your impressions after 5 days of the Nevada legislature and get your sense of what's going on up there. Are you able to come home on weekends then? Is that going to be the deal, or you got to be stuck up there?
Because I live in Mesquite, it's just probably not practical for me to come home most weekends, so I'm going to do the best I can, but I'm committed to being up there for 4 months to do this job, so that's okay if I can't come home. But, yeah, it's a little challenging for me just because I'm so far away from Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, be safe out there. And, Annie, we will talk with you again soon. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
They can go to my website, annieblack.net. I appreciate that.
Very good. Annie, thank you. Have a great weekend, and enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19. She says she may have to spend a lot of the weekends up in Carson City just because it is difficult to get to Mesquite. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
You would think that the Democrats and never-Trumpers would just be glad to be rid of Trump, but oh no, they're going to drag all this stuff up again in a Senate impeachment trial. We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Mark Hutchison. He knows something about making laws. He's the former lieutenant governor in the state of Nevada. He is the founding partner at Hutchison and Stephan Law Firm. And as I mentioned, the former Nevada lieutenant governor. And by the way, he's a good guy, too. Ronna McDaniel is the chair of the RNC, the Republican National Committee. And this was her reaction to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember the comments on Trump and the GOP earlier in the day? This was mid-morning, Ronna McDaniel. And by the way, she is very, very frank about this, talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is Cut 6. Ronna McDaniel, go.
He was a president that didn't care about your skin color because God created us all equal, and thank God our Constitution affirms that. He was a president that wanted every single person to achieve, and that's why we supported him. That's why I've always supported him. And I want to tell you, Republican voters, support him still. The party is his. It doesn't belong to anybody else.
Ronna, those words are where I started with Congressman Gates, because I think that's such a huge headline that the party still belongs to President Trump. Is she right?
Well, the president received 74 million votes and increased his margin by over 11 million and increased his margin with minority voters to the highest of any Republican in over 60 years. So I think coming out of this election, he's the most popular Republican. There's a lot to unpack with what she just said. I wish she'd have said it 3 days ago, Harris, before this vote was taken, to hear her apologize, to make it clear that the Republican Party does not support QAnon conspiracy theories or deniers of 9/11 or of these terrible, horrific school shootings, and saying sorry for some of the things that she said in the past. I think that was so important that she did that. And then she talked about what we do believe. We're pro-life. We care about school choice. We care about everybody having that opportunity to access the American dream, rule of law, making sure our borders are protected, reverence for our men and women who serve in our military and in our law enforcement. So many of the great things she talked about do exemplify our party, and it was important that she distance herself from some of her past statements.
I wonder if you say you wish she'd said it 3 days ago, you might not have had potentially, I guess, the 11 Republicans vote with Democrats. But I don't know if you believe that you could change the Democrats' mind. Just a quick yes or no, and we'll move on.
No, of course not. Democrats don't hold their members accountable. We've seen that with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. But Democrats, of course, are always going to go after Republicans every chance they get.
That's Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. She's the big kahuna, and she was just reelected, so she's got another term to serve. One of the things we're going to do at the top of the hour, we're going to assess the first 5 days of the Nevada legislature. This is the 81st Nevada legislature. And one of the things we're going to talk about is how difficult it is to operate, to make laws, when the people have no input. Even the lobbyists are being shut out, although they will find a way to get to members of the legislature. That, to me, is a critical issue. Mark Hutchison, founding partner for Hutchison and Stephan, will join us coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith. RepairSmith.com, code radio. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, or if you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation, it's absolutely free. Call 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Call them right now. That's Blue Sky Insurance. Coming up, We're going to talk about what's been going on through the first 5 days of the 81st Nevada Legislature from a guy that knows how to pass laws. He was lieutenant governor and essentially ran or presided over the state senate. That in normal times, it's not easy. But now, because of what's going on with COVID-19 and the pandemic and closing up the building, not allowing constituents in, not allowing lobbyists in, not allowing some members of the media in, it's to me, this is a bad way of running a government. And if what I've always said is if I can go and hang out with 700 people at a local Walmart, why is it that those legislators can't hang out with some constituents who pass tests, who get their temperatures taken on an hourly basis? Why can't we do that? That, for the life of me, I don't understand. And I'll ask Mark Hutchison, the former Nevada lieutenant governor, and we'll find out why that can't happen. Is it possible that midway through the session, after we've had a lot of vaccine in the state, that we couldn't have voters, constituents, lobbyists, the media, and others there as a part of this legislative process? It just seems like we're cutting people out, and that just does not make sense at all. Also coming up in our next half hour, Valerie Gurr, Nevada School Choice Coalition State Director. There are amazing inroads that have been made in education during the pandemic. The creation of podcasts, or I guess they call them pods. Pods or micro schools. there are some amazing, amazing results coming out of these. And also the Opportunity Scholarship. It's one of those educational programs. I call them whiz-bang programs, the Opportunity Scholarship, where the kids actually outperform other kids in the school district.